You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I had my cat groomed yesterday. This is leading to a segment on jobs that you had no idea paid so well. We're going to open up the phones and we're going to invite people to call in and tell us about a job that you wouldn't think about making so much money, and it does. So just to set this up, disclaimers here. First of all, I am cheering these people on. I am not complaining about this. I think it's fantastic. Second disclaimer, I realize that every state is different. Every municipality is different. Every dog grooming thing is different. Blah, blah, blah. They charge different prices. I get it. I'm just basing this off the young woman who came to my house yesterday in a little shuttle van type of thing, all decorated with her doggy salon and kitty salon thing on it.
Did it have a cute
really
name?
Really cute. No, and I'm not going to say the name. It was not a cute name.
Oh, that's too bad.
And it wasn't decorated the way I would do it. It looked more professional, whereas I would have made it look a little bit more fun.
But yet, it's working for her.
Okay.
Because they're booked solid.
She's booked solid. She says, and the other dog and cat grooming people we contacted over the last week are booked for the year.
Mm-hmm.
For the year, booked. No openings unless somebody cancels. She charged, and we're just going to give these numbers. She charged $150 to groom Niles the Weirdo. You're saying, oh my God, I would never pay that much. Fine. Apparently, a whole year's worth of people are.
Yeah, so
$150 bucks.
You could say
I would never pay that. People do.
Okay, so it's a little teeny tiny cat, $150. How long did it take her to do that?
45 minutes.
Okay.
Now, that's without any add-ons. Do you want nails clipped? Do you want a bath? Do you want stuff like that?
Little bandana.
$150 to groom.
Okay.
I just exchanged a text message this morning with listener Dawn. She had two dogs. She said, she wrote in, she goes, hey, mobile pet groomer came to my house yesterday too. And I go, what did you pay? Two dogs for $200.
Okay.
So a little bit of a discount, I guess, when you double up.
Okay.
But here's the math. Imagine you get your own little mobile pet grooming business. And you only do four of them a day. Couple in the morning, couple in the afternoon. Takes anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour. You're working 3 to 4 hours a day. I'm also figuring in only 4 days a week. So every week you get a 3-day weekend.
Okay, you're taking Fridays off.
Jeremy, I'm going more than that. I'm giving you a month of vacation. You can take 4 weeks off the entire year.
Perfect.
4 times a day, 4 days a week, 4 weeks off. That comes to $115,200.
Gosh. Good for her.
Good for her.
Good for her.
It's a young woman making six figures, doing a job she loves, driving around, not stuck in a cubicle somewhere.
And before
and
everybody starts texting, yes, there's overhead. You got to buy the shampoo and maintain your van. And there's going to be maintenance and costs.
Of course.
But you're still making over six figures. You're six figures
Niles,
a year.
Niles weighs 6 pounds. How much shampoo do you think it takes to wash him? Especially when she's trimmed all of his hair off after grooming
him. A little pea-sized amount of shampoo.
Yeah, obviously there are going to be costs, but there's a cost associated with every job. I'm saying this is a six-figure job that I never would have thought of.
You can charge more for basset hounds. You know, you're gonna hit $150,000 probably, no problem.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow is right. I looked online too. I was like, does this require a license? And from what I understand, this website says in general, there are no licensing requirements to be a professional groomer. However, in certain states, a freelance groomer with their own business will require to hold a pet grooming facility license. That can't be that much money. It's like getting a business license.
And what's the training and everything behind that? I mean, you probably want to train for 6 months on your friend's pets.
Yeah, go be an apprentice with someone else.
But it doesn't look that difficult, you know? I've trimmed animals. I've clipped nails. I want to do this part-time.
So I want to throw this out there to our listeners. What are other... And like the other one, I don't want to make them all about pets. Let's try not to make them all pets. However, you and I have had conversations with pooper scooper people.
They make
bank. Who are making six figures.
Yeah.
Six figures picking up dog poop.
I know an artist who does paintings, and they do gigantic wildlife paintings, and they're pulling in $100,000 a year just by painting. They paint in the afternoons, and
then
they
go out. Who's buying all that?
Art collectors. They go out to these fancy, like, mountain festivals and things like that with a stack of paintings that are, you know, $1,000,
$2,000,
$3,000. Oh, my God. And you'd be surprised. People are scooping these paintings up, and he's making $100,000 a year just by painting. Just doing artsy stuff, man. I mean, anything. If you get involved in anything in the pet industry, I feel like you're going to make bank.
Truth,
I
buddy.
Because people just adore these little fur babies so much.
I did a little cost analysis about 10 years ago. I thought it was so funny since, you know, I'm the only person in Colorado without a dog. And I thought it would be so funny if I opened up Dom's Doggy Daycare kind of thing, where mm-hmm. it was a place where people drop off dogs. I ran all the math on it, the number of people who pay X number of dollars a day to drop their dog off at one of these places, times this, times that, times the people who leave their dogs overnight, stuff like that. It was seven figures.
Pretty crazy, isn't it?
Think about that.
It's very lucrative. Very.
It was seven figures.
Very lucrative. Now, these don't have to all be pet related if you're calling and texting. I follow a lot of these little side hustle accounts on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I was watching one guy the other day that I found fascinating. He was talking about just doing the jobs that nobody else wants to do. And that's where you're going to make the money. You know, like junk collectors. They make a lot of money. His was fascinating. He was making like $250,000 a year because he goes to these large office complex areas. Like think tech center with all these big buildings and the multiple parking lots out there. And mm-hmm. he goes at the end of the day and just goes around and picks up trash in the parking lots and charges the building for him to come out and clean their parking lot. He just threw a couple big trash barrels in the back of his pickup truck, goes around with a stick and picking up pop cans and wrappers.
Yes.
He says, I'm answering to myself. I'm outside. It's relaxing. Nobody wants to do this.
Listening to an audiobook or something.
He said, nobody wants to do this. Here I am collecting trash and I'll go dump it and I'll be back, you know, a couple times this week. And I'm making $250 easy.
Great.
Isn't that great?
Well, you know, along the lines of, before we get to our, we have Mandy and Linda standing by. Don't hang up, ladies. We'll be right back. it's like I told you, the guy who was cleaning the septic tank.
Yes.
And he told me, he goes, yeah, I get paid an incredible amount of money because nobody wants to do this job. Nobody wants to clean out septic tanks.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, so I'm making huge. My guess was that he was making $300,000 to $400,000 a year.
Dealing with poopy.
Yeah, just sucking
but
out
it's
poopy.
Like, at some point, you get used to it. And like, this is just what I do, and I make
That's
a lot of money.
Do.
There you go.
Here's Mandy on the phone. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning. I think I chose the wrong profession.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Are you good
it's
at picking
truth,
up trash?
Man. Yeah.
Okay, so my 11-year-old is getting ready to go to Washington, D.C. with her class, and she wants spending money. So she she pulls weeds on the weekend for a lady who I guess hates it. And she makes $40 in 1 hour.
Oh my
That's
God.
Not bad.
Amazing for an 11-year-old.
That's fantastic.
And you know what? If you spread the word through the whole neighborhood, there are a lot of people who would part with that money. She could be making $400 or $500 a week.
Right?
Yeah.
She told me she's a professional now and she wants to charge everybody that much, and I don't think everybody's going to pay that much, but who knows? Picking up
you just don't know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, I guarantee you, Mandy, you've got an 11-year-old who will be successful in life. She's already shown, you know, a little entrepreneurial spirit. She's going to go far, I'm telling you right
is
now.
Is that person paying her? Are they elderly or?
No, that's what we thought.
Yeah.
She's probably in her 20s, but I'm thinking okay. she has...
It's funny because we have an older person in our neighborhood, and they're paying my son, who's 11, to water her flowers while she's gone on vacation for like a week, and she's paying him $40.
There you go.
I was like, dang, that's pretty good to go over once a day and, you know, water
use
plants.
Use her hose,
her water. Water for 5-6 minutes a day, her water her little plants and make 40
that
bucks.
That is so good. Wow. Mandy, thank you for the call. We hope you have a great day, okay?
Thanks. You guys have a good day. Thanks.
Bye, Mandy.
You know how many people are thinking what Mandy said? Her first words out of her mouth, I think I'm doing the wrong job.
No joke.
Anna, how many people are listening right now and they're going, what did I do to myself?
Yo. Anna says, my nephew makes something like $60K a summer mowing lawns and landscaping. So 60 grand a summer.
See? That's...
just by mowing. You're outside.
Here's Linda on the phone. Linda, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're having a
we're shaking our
day.
Heads. Yeah,
we're talking about jobs that pay more than people think. What are you thinking? What do you got?
I have a guy that comes to my house to clean my car, washing it by hand, blowing out all the crevices, the tires inside, and everything. And I only get charged $55 because I got a good deal on it, but he charges over $100.
So 55 bucks to blow out your crevices, huh? Not bad.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Linda, basically, how long does it take him to do it? An hour?
Oh, about 45 minutes.
45 minutes. So now if he's charging 100, what did you say he normally charges, 100?
Over $100. So we'll say 150.
150, again, he's on that same plan that I was talking about. Four times a day, mm-hmm. 4 days a week, 4 weeks off. He's six figures.
And the cars just keep coming, yes. You know?
Yeah.
It's unlimited.
There's a lot of the exotic ones, too.
Yes, yeah, so Porsches.
He'll come to your location.
That's pretty neat. That's
Linda,
really
thank
neat.
You very much for the call. This mobile stuff is what, if you think about it, and so many things that we're hearing, you know, are the people who just don't want to work in an office, so they get out and they do this stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great in the summer. Winters might suck, but...
it might, yeah. Seasonal, that's true.
Seasonal.
That's why, like, the mobile dog and cat grooming... That's 12 months out of the year. She can just be in her little van.
Yeah, got a little heater going in there and have at it.
Yeah, I like to think of these stories like you're talking about your 11-year-old and Mandy was talking about her 11-year-old. And I've heard stories of 10, 11-year-old kids who will go to a golf course and get permission to do this. And they walk around in all of the out-of-bounds areas and they pick up all the golf balls.
Yeah.
And then they'll set up a little table outside the golf course and sell the used golf balls. But they're like brand new. They've only probably been hit once, but somebody hit it off into the weeds, mm-hmm. didn't want to go chase it. So the kids just walk around, pick up the golf balls, sell them at a little table. And the story we got was that a kid in one summer made something like $7,000 or $8,000.
Isn't that great? It's great.
Come on.